Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song
And welcome, everybody. Good afternoon on a Thursday afternoon here on Journey into the Light. Yes, we are live here, and I know it's a little early in the afternoon, but it is a great sunny day. A little cold here in Oklahoma, but all nice and warm inside the studio here. So we thank everybody for being here on this Thursday afternoon. Got a great show lined up for you and great shows all day. Man, we got you covered today. I mean, if you love spiritual radio, stay on Journey into the Light all day. Sit back, get yourself a cup of coffee or whatever you drink, and enjoy, or if you're driving around, or maybe even jogging, listening to the show, or obviously a ton of you guys in the archives. So we got a great guest coming on now here on Journey into the Light for this hour. So looking forward to that as psychic medium Pandrea is joining us from Louisiana. And I think this is my first guest from Louisiana. Wow, that's amazing. And she has such an amazing story to tell. And then we're going to be going into a great topic and something you can use, and then going to be taking your phone calls for free psychic readings. That's right. So all you got to do is call into the phone lines, and then once you call in to 347-884-8245, then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. So this way, and you want to do that if you're called in now, you want to go ahead and press the 1 on your phone so that you're in line. So that we can have a great chance to get to you. Also, the chat room will be opening in just a minute. So if you want to hop on in there and say hello, that would be awesome. And I'll see you in there as well. So, we're glad everybody is here, having a great day. And I just want to let people know that Journey into the Light is a spiritual radio show that's been on the air for the last 9 years. I've hosted over 4,000 shows, and the shows are all about helping you in so many different ways. That's why we're on the air. So if you want to click on the follow button, this way you won't miss a single episode, or at least get an email, let you know what time the show is and who the guest is for that segment. So it's a great tool to use. Click on the follow button, top left of your screen. So there you go. So as you guys are calling into the show, 347-884-8245, let's go ahead and bring in our amazing guest who you're just going to love. Let's bring in Pandrea to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. And I just want to say again, hello out there to the listeners. And I hope you guys are having a fabulous day today.
Oh, yeah. Such great energy. You were just so sweet and so up and so positive. I just love having you on the show. And you've only, this is only your second show. So I think it's great. A lot of people listening, probably first time hearing you. So let me let them know about yourself. And if you would, maybe start from the start. Like, how did this all start for you being, a psychic? Did it start as a child or?
Actually, yes, it did start out when I was a child. And I want to relay a experience, if I might, if that's okay. I know some people probably heard about it the last time I was on the show, but I would love to share that experience again, if possible.
That'd be great. Sure.
excuse me. It all started when I was about 4 years old. I noticed that I would see transparent individuals. My grandmother used to pick me up from school when I was 4. She used to actually drop me off and pick me up from the bus stop in front of her apartment. Well, this particular day, she wasn't out there to receive me from school. And so I went looking for her everywhere that I knew to look, and I couldn't find her. And so I remember trying to remember where I lived. And as I was about to cross the street, I was about to set my foot in front of the street, and there was this guy who just appeared standing next to me. Now, mind you, before I had looked around looking for someone to help me cross the street, because at this point I had never crossed the street by myself at this time, and I was 4 years old. And this guy, he just appeared standing next to me, and he said, "Don't cross the street. I'll help you walk home." Now, I had never seen this guy before, but he was transparent. I could see straight through him. But I wasn't afraid. I felt very safe with this man, and he walked me home. He knew my whole family. He didn't ask where I live. He just walked me home. Now, in the distance, we were about 3 houses away from my mom's house, and I could see my mom and several other family members sitting on the porch outside. And as we got into the distance, my mom jumped off the porch. She was like, "Who brought you home? Like, where's your grandmother? Who brought you home?" And I said, "Well, the man right here brought me home." And she said, "You need to tell me right now who brought you home." She was, you know, really, really excited, you know, frustrated, confused, didn't know what happened. And she's looking at me like I had 3 heads, like, "Where's this man?" And so I looked again, and he was gone. Sadly, later on that day, we found out that my grandmother had passed away in her apartment that evening. And from that point on, throughout elementary school, you know, junior high school, high school, I can remember actually seeing transparent individuals in the schools as well. The pictures, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with the pictures that of people who founded the school or had some type of important affiliation with the school. And I knew that they had, you know, passed on. Well, I would just see these individuals in the hallways, just kind of, you know, acknowledging everyone, just kind of nodding or, you know, being very observant. And like I said, it just became something very normal to me. I would see, actually feel what other people felt without them telling me what was going on. I would walk into different rooms, you know, new places were just not very new to me at all, because I could actually see past and present, you know, past, present, and future events that has taken place in that particular setting. So it, from that point on, you know, I just I started to explore my gifts. And from that point on, it led me to what I do today, helping people, you know, with my gifts. And it's just such a rewarding thing. You know, I enjoy every minute of it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, it's just the gratitude of knowing that with the help of my spiritual family, I've made a positive impact on someone's life. And it's just such a blessing.
I love that story when you were a child, because I really take the part where he, you know, the spirit didn't even ask where your home was. It just knew, because it knew you, and there was no need to be, you know, to be asking. So, and it's just so evident of a connection to spirit at such a young age is like almost like you see in the movies, because, you know, here is your mom wondering, how did you get home? And you're like, well, this, you know, person or help me home. And like, there's no one there. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty interesting, you know, and like I said, I kind of talked to her about it every now and then, and she's like, I just, you know, it's just beyond her how I got home, because we lived, I want to say, it was a long way, I want to say about 9 blocks away, and for a four-year-old, a preschooler, to come home with so seemingly no one, you know, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting and far-fetched, so.
Yeah, well, that's really neat. I know today you wanted to speak about how using spirits within nature.
Yes. Actually, I want to talk about how spirit spoke to me using nature. You know, the spirit, they speak to us in the most peculiar and unusual ways sometimes. And this is why it's so important for us to stay focused in order to grasp those messages. I know for me, being an empath and a psychic medium, it's sometimes difficult to stay focused due to the distractions of everyday life. However, I had to find and search out what worked for me, what motivated me, what kept me grounded. And being out in nature was one of the things that worked best for me when I felt distracted. And while deciding what I was going to speak about today, I actually prayed about it before. And after praying, I just felt divinely compelled to share with you what happened to me and how spirit used something so simple as nature to get a very important message to me. And so I truly believe that this, you know, we can really benefit from this message. And so in this experience, I had decided to go for a job. I went out listening to my music as I usually do. You know, I became more than the usual aware of my surroundings. Now, when I say that I became more than the usual aware of my surroundings, the best way I can describe this is there was a glossiness or a high definition effect to everything around me. And this effect is normal for me because this is what usually happens every time divine spirit has a message for me or someone else. I started to notice that. So I started to notice the grass as well. And there were just so many beautiful, vibrant shades of grass, you know, some dark green, some light green. Some were even yellowing due to the weather. I heard the sound of a lawnmower. And I looked out in the distance to see a guy riding on the lawnmower cutting grass. And I thought to myself, yeah, you know, he's cutting the grass now, but it's supposed to rain in a couple of days, and he'll probably be out there again pretty soon. And in that instant, spirit spoke to me and gave me the strangest message. They said, Tandria, all of you need to be like the grass. And I'm thinking to myself, the grass? Now, at this point, I was just as confused as some of you might be right now. How and why do I need to be like grass? It's just grass, right? So I didn't understand this message at the time, but they began to explain. The grass grows, and then after some time, it gets cut down. But no matter what, it keeps coming back. You can pour concrete over it, and it'll still find a way to push its way through to the surface. Now, if you go out today, I encourage you to look at a parking lot or a concrete walking trail after it's been sitting for a while, and I guarantee you there's going to be some grass pushing up from the cracks. And so they went on to say, you can burn grass, you can cut it, you can freeze it, but no matter what you do to it, it will rise again. So we can definitely learn from this example. You know, sometimes life is the same way. Sometimes problems can cut you down. And sometimes it can cut you down to the very core of your being. But one thing we must remember is that the journey is not over. You must rise again. And every morning that you wake up, you have the opportunity to rise against all odds. And this is a choice. Now, there may be odds, but you still need to find a way to push up and above whatever problem you're facing. And look at it as an opportunity to learn from the experience. And when you do, at that time, you will have experienced true growth. So at this point, I'm still kind of in awe of what I'm hearing and in awe of what I'm seeing. So it went on, and they said, when problems have you stuck or in a frozen state, think of the grass during the winter. It's frozen, but it still exists. And that, my friend, is something that you can be thankful for at all times. You still exist. You know, sometimes when we face things, we can become frozen or at a seemingly standstill state in life. But the fact that we still exist and the fact that you're still here shows that you still have a purpose and there's a chance for you to grow still. But one thing is for certain, though, and it's very interesting, the frozen state won't last forever, and neither will the issue that you're facing. So being frozen actually helps all of us, when in that frozen state, to step back from the situation and look and observe where we are and where we want to be in life. And that is self-reflection. And it also teaches us patience. You know, sometimes we maybe get excited and we may want to get out there and conquer the world, when the divine is saying, no, you need to be patient. Let me prepare something for you greater. Now, here's another interesting thought, though. Grass doesn't compare itself to others, does it? He's growing faster than me. She's thinner than me. He was cut first. She's greening more than I am. Her soil is richer than me. You know, it doesn't really matter where we are in life. And it doesn't matter where we are on our spiritual journey as long as we keep growing, just like that grass. Now, we may not grow as fast as the other person. And all those other worries, they don't really matter. But here's another question, you know, to ponder. Are you choosing to contribute to your own spiritual growth? One of the most beautiful things about all of our life's journey is that we have a choice. Why not choose to be happy, be motivated, be positive, and be your own individual self? I really believe, truly believe with all my heart that this is what the divine wants for us, is for us to be motivated and positive and be our own individual self. Here's another question that was given to me. Is a person or the people that you feel have wronged you in some way, shape, or form making you think about them, or are they controlling your thoughts or actions? You can take back control by sending them love through prayer, moving past it, and continuing to be just like the grass. Grow. Don't focus about what the next person is thinking about you. Don't allow people to place you in their own status box. It's time to think outside of the box. This is where it's important for you to be your true self. And this is where the grass teaches us individuality. Never thought about grass that way, huh? Neither did I. You know, also, another very important point that was brought to me was, does grass hold resentment for the next person who cut it down? Absolutely not. It's only retaliation is growth. And when people cut you down, or whatever the case may be, just continue to grow. whatever you do, keep growing. And the next time you look at grass, consider the lessons it teaches you by simply existing. And I said to the divine at this point, you know, you're right. Sometimes life is tough, and this is a lot to take in. But we do need your support. And you know what they said to me? They said, you want to know how much support you have? Look ahead at the trees. And I did. I stopped in my tracks. I looked up at the tree. It was a very big tree, too. And they said, the tree is you, as is everyone. God's angels and helpers could be as many as the leaves on the tree for one person. God's help cannot be exhausted. All you have to do with that is ask. That was my experience on how Spirit taught me a very, very valuable lesson, actually several lessons, ones that I would never forget. And they did it simply just by using nature.
That is amazing. I love that. That makes you, like you, there's so many things in there that are so great. You said it is so true. You never think of grass the same way. I never will again. But it shows how we are resilient, like grass, you know. Grass is like right now is dead, but it will come back in the spring. You know, here in a couple of months, it will arise, and so will we. We may be down and out for the season, but it doesn't mean we have to be down and out for the rest of our lives. We can reclaim our lives, and like you said, also, you know, don't focus on the negatives. If there's things in your life that are upsetting you, take them out of your life. Whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Absolutely. So, and it's so important to stay positive. You know, I can't stress that enough. Staying positive, it actually is life-changing. Once you, you know, you begin to look at things and from a different perspective, you know, instead of looking at problems as something negative, look at them as something as a lesson that you can learn from, you know. And that's when you begin to really take control of the situation and begin to reclaim your power, actually.
Yeah, that's so true, so true. Stay positive, and you'll find you'll succeed a whole lot more. You'll feel a lot more healthier. It's just, you know, releasing, and definitely, you know, I think another good thing to point out is, you know, don't ever go to bed with heavy energy on you. You got to, don't leave that in your body as you sleep, because sleeping time is time for your body to restore and fix itself. And,
absolutely.
I know I always take in some, you know, a show, a TV show or a movie, something to relax, especially during really stressful times. And we all have those. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Before we go to callers here, Pandrea, how do folks reach you? What's the best ways?
Oh, you can reach me on my website, actually. I have a website, and it's www.pandreapsychicmedium.com. That's P as in paper, A-N-D-R-E-A, psychicmedium.com. You can also reach me at 225-571-8659, or you can even email me at PS8IAP@gmail.com. So definitely reach out if you feel the urge or need to.
Okay, it's great. So there's all the contact information. It's all listed here on the show page, folks. And so you can find that all there to connect to Pandrea. She does do private readings all the time. So I got to put that out there because I always get questions if I don't, asking, does the guest do private readings? Like, yes. that's their profession, their lively, you know, as far as their work and what they love to do. So, Absolutely. We're going to go to the phone lines now, folks. And so, dial on in, speak to Pandrea, 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard so that you're in line here on the show. So let's go first to our first caller. I want to welcome you to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, sorry. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So what question do you have for me?
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling, like, really uneasy about my relationship. And usually when I have strong feelings with my intuition, you know, it's been right mostly every time. And I'm kind of wondering if I'm right about my relationship, but the fact that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I can actually see that, and I'll tell you this, what they're telling me right now is that right away there are some trust issues within your relationship, and these are not very new trust issues that have just come up. These are issues that that something has happened in the past that has caused you to have this mistrust with this person. And I'm listening. I have to listen to what they're telling me. Okay, and what they're telling me right now is for you to do what's best for you at this point. And I think you pretty much already know the answer to what you need to do. It's just a matter of accepting what you need to do. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at this point, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I want to say 3 weeks is what they're giving me. They're actually telling me that you're going to actually start to see a lot of changes. And at that point, you're going to know exactly what you need to do. And that's when I see that you're going to start to take some actions on your relationship.
Okay.
Absolutely. And also stay in prayer about the relationship. And also you have to keep yourself up as well. You know, keep your vibrations high because you're, you know, this at this time, you know, when you're going through things like this is, going to, you know, it kind of drains your energy. You know,
yeah.
I do see some sleepless nights. Oh, God, I do see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tell you, I do see some tears being shed behind the whole situation. But it's very important for you to stay positive. You know, even during this situation, and as I said before, you know, earlier, and, you know, don't look at it as it being a negative thing. It could be, you know, a lesson learned. View it as that, you know. And the decision is totally up to you. You can stay there in the relationship as long as you want, you know. But it's also important for you to know when to move on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Much love to you. Take care.
Take care.
All righty. All right, let's go next year for Pandrea. Again, press the 1 on your phone if you're called on in. Want to have a question for Pandrea, press the 1 on your phone. Really enjoying this full hour. See, Pandrea, if it was half hour, you'd already be gone.
I know, right? I'm so glad I'm still here. It goes by so quickly. Oh, my goodness, you know?
Yeah, we had that beautiful topic and everything, so that was really great. Let's go to Virginia Beach and bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Pandrea. How are you?
Hi, Miss Lisa. How are you? I'm doing good.
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Okay. What question do you have for me?
Actually, kind of general. I don't have specific question, but I would like to, wouldn't mind looking into romance relationship. If finish it up, you know, 3-year long, you know, divorce, actually making it final. We've been separated, you know, for years and years. Mm-hmm. So I'm over it. But I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. was that like my last hurrah, or, you know, do I have another go round?
No, ma'am, that is not your last hurrah. That is
I'm
not
only in
your
my 40s,
hurrah.
But I feel like it. I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm done. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So
I'm telling you, that is not your last hurrah. And I'll tell you this. Spirit is actually telling me to tell you to be patient
okay.
with this whole process. And I know you've taken some time, you know, to say, okay, well, this is, you know, right now I'm going to do some things that I enjoy doing. I'm going to enjoy my freedom. But let's see, towards the November sometime, November time frame.
Okay.
Around the holidays, around the end, the holidays and things like that, I do see you dating again, actually. Not in serious relationship, but definitely, you know, dating again and meeting people and things like that.
Okay.
do see that you have, you know, I do see that you have met a couple of people, potential people, but you just weren't quite satisfied, you know?
Right.
So definitely be patient and use this time wisely, and they're telling me to tell you to use this time wisely as far as being organized, getting yourself organized, you know, and figuring out what you really want, you know, out of a relationship. And one of the things, another thing that they're telling me about your relationship, about the relationship that's to come, they're telling me
mm-hmm.
not to compare, you know, the two, the past relationship with the, you know, present relationship that's to come.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. Don't carry that access, that access baggage into the relationship to come.
Okay.
Basically, you know, leave the past in the past and use this time right here now to try and heal and get yourself together and get organized, even spiritually. You know, do some spiritual things. I know I talked about nature, but they're telling me that you need. Oh, you also need to get out in nature as well, a lot
okay.
more. So, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, that's good to know.
Yes, ma'am. So, no, that's not your last hurrah, and you're gonna do fine. You're gonna do fine. So,
okay.
Absolutely, and you're a great teacher too. By the way, do you study yourself? Like, do you study? Because I see you preparing
degrees.
Things.
Yeah, I am an overly organized person. I am a
okay,
communicator.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I just see you like.
No, I do not teach.
Okay. Because I actually see you like preparing things and just getting, you know, you even have, do you have a bill schedule too?
I have everything scheduled. I am
okay.
the binder person. I'm the one who has a binder for everything with sheets in there that I keep tabs. My daughter
has
a binder for school.
Too?
Yeah, I do not do coupons because I'm a really good
okay.
shopper, and I don't buy name brand anything anyway unless they're giving it away for free.
Okay. Okay.
So coupons
but
don't
I do
really
see
help
some...
me.
Yeah, but I do see some coupons and stuff. Maybe it's in your in the pile. Do you have a pile of mail? That
oh,
you
I do.
Have to go through? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, you're seeing okay. them there. Yeah, I just don't use them.
Okay.
I hold on
oh,
to
okay.
them to
okay.
fire just in case. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's so funny. They show me the most random stuff, let me tell you. But anyway, yes, ma'am. I hope that I answered your question. And
yes.
Like I said, you're going to do fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And,
thank you for calling.
Take care. Okay. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Appreciate your call there. Love what you said about been there, done it, got the T-shirt. I think we all kind of think that at times.
But yeah, absolutely.
Only in your 40s. You're a young chick, so. All right. Thanks for your call, Lisa. That's right. You're a young chick, as my grandma would say. Yes. So... you can reach Pandrea. All of her contact information is listed right here on the show page, folks. Website and phone number. Let me give that out to you if that's easier for you to jot down. For private sessions is 225-571-8659. 225-571-8659. And Pandrea is here every Thursday here at this time, which is 1:30 Eastern time here on Journey into the Light. Let's go to our next call here. Let's go to Virginia and bring in Bonnie to the show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, Miss Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I actually have two related questions for you personally, which is the spirit that walked you home, do you think that was an angel person or was it actually like a ghost? Or, and the second question is when you're out in nature, do you have, I'm going to say communion or, you know, a connection with entities that people call fairies and things like that that are nature spirits. Do you have that kind of connection as well? I have friends that swear by that, but I don't know about that myself. They're generally regarded as mythological, but I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to answer your first question, do I think that was an angel disguised as a human, as a man? You know, typically when people think about angels, they think about them having big, huge wings and things like that, which I have seen some of those too, by the way. But him in particular, I really think he was a guardian. He was, like I said, because at that time, I'm telling you, I was about to set my foot in that street, and there was a big 18-wheeler. Like I could still feel the wind from it. You know, about to knock me over, and he just gently placed his hand on my shoulder and said, "Don't cross the street." And I could have gotten, you know, couldn't. I'll put it this way: I probably wouldn't be here had he not done that. And the fact that I didn't see that just validated, couldn't see that I could see through him, just validated for me that, you know, it had to be some type of divine presence there in order to actually save my life at that time, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I have read mm-hmm. accounts of that, you know, where angels show up, like, looking very much like normal people, not with wings and so
mm-hmm.
forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then, like I said, I could see straight through this man. Like, I mean, I could see straight through him. And being four, you don't really think about or question, oh, well, I could see through you. How come I can see through you? You know, you don't really question that. You just kind of go along with it. He was nice. I felt safe. And, you know, to me, he was a grown-up. So, you know, I just went along with him. Now, to answer your second question about fairies and things like that, I kind of, and, you know, I do connect with spirit. You know, sometimes I'm walking or I'm jogging and, you know, I'll see someone actually standing in someone else's yard that I could see through, and they're just kind of be casually standing there just waving like, "Hey, how are you?" You know. Yeah, and so, and I know that that's connected to that person's house, you know, or that person could probably have been there before, and it's so funny that you asked that question. I actually had an experience where when I was really young, there was a house that had burned down, and I went back there because they had a park way in the back of our neighborhood, and you could see the rubble from the house. It had burned down years ago, and the grass was growing up, you know, from the bottom. And I could see this lady just as clear as day. I could just see her, and she had a little cat in her hand, and she's just petting the cat, and she's smiling at me, and I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? You know? So, yeah, so she was connected to that house. So, yes, I do see those. Now, as far as, you know, fairies and things like that, I do know a lot of people who say that they've seen fairies and things like that. It's not that I don't believe that they exist. It's just that I've seen what I believe to be a fairy, but you know, and they're very small. But I can't say that they don't exist. You know, the same way as if a person who's never seen a spirit before, or you know, or a guardian angel can't say that they don't exist. You know, so from my own experience, you know, I can say that I've seen some that, you know, that resemble what people may call a fairy. But as far as my own belief, I, you know, like I said, I can't say that they don't exist.
That's fascinating. And that they really were my questions to you. So thank you for answering those questions. I know they were kind of not what maybe you were expecting, but I really appreciate the answers just the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually love it when, you know, whatever questions you have, I'm totally open and, you know, glad to share information because, you know, if it helps you, then I know that, you know, it was totally worth it.
Well, thank you. Well, I just, you know, like my mother had really interesting experiences with people that looked solid to her, but she knew they weren't, you know. I've heard different sort of similar things, and that's what prompted the question, really.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And I just want to say, you're definitely very, very spiritual. And I know that you've experienced some things too that are kind of, I want to say, unexplainable.
Unexplainable. Yes.
And you're afraid of it, though. Why are you so afraid of it?
I'm not afraid of it at all, actually.
Because I just see like if some, you know, if you're in the car by yourself and you kind of feel like someone else is there, it's like kind of, you know, okay, who is here? Okay, what do you want? Type of deal.
Well, I do like to know who's riding with me, and I do actually talk to people in the car. That's where I do talking to people is in the car because when you're in the car, you have like total privacy most of the time, and so I can talk to these people that I used to know in the car. And I, you know, sometimes I'll talk to religious figures or whatever. I'll talk to people in the car all the time. Yeah. I'm sure people driving by probably think I'm on my phone or something.
Yes, I love that. I love that. I love that. You know, just stick your earbud in your ear and just talk away. No one would know the difference.
I do it too. When I have an issue with God or something, I'm usually in the car, like, yelling, and I get it out, and so I'm sure they're listening, and that's okay with me. And they
Absolutely.
Seem to be all right with it, too. But, no, I'm not afraid of – I will go literally where angels fear to tread sometimes. It's crazy, really. But
you go. That's awesome. That is so awesome. Well, do you have any other questions that you want to ask, or?
Well, they were great questions that you answered for me. Well, if you have anything else for me, like I do work as a medium often, and I'm hoping to get more business in soon. I hope I will. Do you see anything in that regard? You know.
Yes, ma'am. And one of the things that I do see that you do need to do more is advertise, because I don't see you doing that a whole lot.
You're right.
And Yeah, absolutely. So definitely look into some areas of work of getting your name out there a lot more. So.
Okay, we got to go to our next call. But Bonnie, thanks for your call. We appreciate
you.
You're
welcome. No problem.
All right.
Thank you so
love
much.
The questions. They are great questions.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in short, I don't take another call, but, you know, my wife who suffers from lupus really bad, and so she's pretty well in the bed most of the time, but she, during her hard time, dark times, luckily it's not right now, but I remember months ago, she would tell me that there would be a little boy that would come and visit her in the bed during the day, and I said, you know, mm-hmm. Is this when you're sleeping? She said, no, I'm fully awake. And he would sit here next to me, and she said, I can't picture him at all where he's from, but he's just like has kind of almost like golden, brown hair and just blonde hair, and mm-hmm. just would be always smiling and just a bright light to kind of brighten her day. And when she started getting better. He went away. He's not there right now. So he was.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It makes me feel like he's definitely a healer. And he's also comes to me as a joy guide. And those are typically the ones that come in, you know, when you're kind of down or depressed or, you know, and I know since she was sick and everything, definitely lift the vibrations, you know. That's what they typically do. I've seen some where when their joy guides are present, you can really, really tell because they're like, oh, my God, they're laughing. They're, you know, they just can't stop laughing, you know. And so, and they have like this childlike presence about them. And so, yeah, absolutely. That's what they were for. So he definitely comes to me as more of a joy guide healer type of thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. We might spend more time on that on the next show here, but let's take one more call here. Can't believe a whole hour is almost gone. Area code 415 in the Bay Area. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, it's Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. What question do you have for me?
I recently had, we'll call it a situation, with this lady I did some work for. And I was having issues with her as far as she wasn't communicating about pay, when I was going to get paid and this and that. There was like a mix up with the checks. And so I have two questions related to that. One is she had threatened that because I was writing about her on Facebook about how she wasn't paying me and that she sent me an email that she was threatening that she's going to sue me. I wanted to
see
if you actually saw her following through with that. And the other thing is that she actually still owes me money. It's just $10, but do you see her sending me a check this Friday? That's usually when she does payroll.
Okay. So first of all, to answer your first question, what they were telling me to tell you is that while you were talking, they were saying idle, idle. So those are idle threats. It holds no sustenance. And the second question, so definitely, and I know you're like, oh, my God, you know, she's going to sue me. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. No,
I don't think
no,
that she will
not,
because she hasn't even sent me
no.
a check for $10.
Right.
To pay.
Right.
To sue somebody.
Absolutely.
Like a couple hundred if you're going to file something with the court.
Right, absolutely. And so the second question that you had was, you know, is she going to send you that money, you know, this week? I don't see her doing that. I just don't, and I say that with my teeth gritted because it's like, oh God, I hate to give bad news, but I don't see her doing that. However, what Spirit is telling me to tell you is to let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Whether she sends it to you or not, let it go. But I don't see it coming this week. I'm just going to tell you. But, they're saying to let it go, and give that to her and just consider it a blessing to her. Send her as much love, because I tell you this, she's going through a lot of problems right now, lots of problems, and it's not just you, that she owes money to. So definitely, it's $10. They're saying let it go and look at it as a gift to her, In fact, and I know you may not want to hear this, but I'm just going to tell you this. They're saying, in fact, tell her that she does not have to pay you that $10, because it's going to relieve you from the whole situation, from a lot of undue stress, and just move past it, because, and now you know not to work, not to, deal with people like that, and now you know how to recognize those type of situations coming in. Because here's the thing, it's like you kind of had a feeling about this anyway, that it was going to happen, but you trusted anyway. So, yeah, definitely. I would.
Yeah, that's very true.
What they're saying. Mm-hmm. They're telling me to tell you to let it go. And you'll be more at peace. And you'll be doing the right thing. Because at this time, and I know that, it's kind of, it's a rough patch right now. And I know it's kind of upsetting. But she does need that money right now. I'm just going to tell you. And she's going to be fighting a legal battle pretty soon here with someone else. So you kind of have to be careful what you put out in the universe, because it comes back to you. So with her wanting to sue you, she's got to be looking out for some information that's going to be coming to her as well.
Right. I like that idea that you said. I think I will just email her and say, I thought about it, and why don't you keep the $10 that you owe me? I like that, because I think that will help. I've been trying to just let the whole situation go, but my mind will go back to it. So, but mentioned something that sort of sparked another thought for me, and I'm wondering.
We've got to wrap. We can't go in another. So we're just out of time. I'm so sorry. You can reach Pandrea. Do you got a pen there real quick? I'll give you her phone number. Do you have a pen there?
It's okay.
You got it? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks
for the hour. Okay.
You're very welcome.
All righty. All right. Well, a great hour. I just got a couple seconds. So, Pandrea, awesome show. And next time we'll have to do 2 hours, but we'll see you next week. Take care. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Coming up next, Helen's going to be joining us from Spain. That's right. So click on to the next show, everybody, because this segment will be ending. Okay? Call back in, everybody. We'll see you here in just a minute.